This week, the 2004 Pulitzer Prizes were announced. The committee made history by naming a critic not of film or stage, but of automobiles. Dan Neal of the Los Angeles Times won the much-coveted award for his original approach to car reviews. We got a taste of his unconventional style when we had him on Talk of the Nation earlier this year for a review of the Mars Rover.
As a car reviewer, you know, I couldn't help but think of it in terms of horsepower and ground clearance and, of course, what kind of effect it would have, like on the boulevard. Would you be able to pick up Martians in it?
Dan Neal joins us now from our studios at NPR West in Los Angeles. Welcome back to Talk of the Nation and congratulations.
Thank you, Neil. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're not just irreverent on your show, but also in print. September, you wrote, "I have 1 week in a $185,000 Italian sports car so sexy it appears to have been forged from melted bra clasps and garter belt snaps, so fast it can blow the foam off lattes outside of any Starbucks it passes." How do you get away with that?
First, I want to commend you on your reading. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
How do I get away with it? I don't really know. I think that, well, before this, at least, I think I was operating somewhat below the radar. You know, the automobile section is back there by the pet ads. And now I think I'm probably, you know, a nail sticking out. No, actually, the editorial system of the LA Times is very, I think, you know, very easy to work for.
Well, you got five of them this year at that paper. But today's New York Times writes that many a highbrow, perhaps on the other coast, was furrowed after a car critic, of all things, won a Pulitzer.
Yeah. We're such bums. No, you know, that the quote by Mr. Simon, you know, I don't dismiss that as being he said that, you know, I would say that car writing is reportage. I wouldn't necessarily argue with it. But, you know, there's kind of there are many aspects to things that are designed. And the part that has to do with the volitional aspects of design, the delight part, well, that, I think, is a fair game for criticism in the conventional sense.
L.A. must be the best place in the world to review cars.
It is. It's too bad it's not a better place to drive cars. It's a wonderful place. Even the parking lot of NPR West is a wonderland of Volvos and Saabs. And now, actually, hey, what kind of car do you drive, Neil?
I don't drive.
I heard that. Tell me why you don't have a driver's license.
I don't have a driver's license. I grew up in New York City and then worked for a long time in London and now live in Washington where I can take the subway.
Yeah, well, I encourage people, the more people have to
drive. I'm also a little neurotic, Dan, I have to admit.
A little neurotic? All right, well, the more people have to drive, the more I encourage them not to drive. I think cars are a lousy way to commute, but they are a wonderful way to spend a weekend.
What did you learn driving that Ferrari Spider, by the way?
Oh, that cars have a caste system, a celebrity system all their own. You know, I was surprised that that like celebrities in person, traffic parts for Ferraris, you know, then you get all this deference that you wouldn't expect. And so my thesis was, you know, everybody who can ought to drive one because it really does give you, you know, a little more elbow room in the city. People, you know, you can park where you want. I honestly think you won't get a parking ticket if you are driving a Ferrari. You know, I think cops are a little slow to, you know, give you a ticket then.
Congratulations again, Dan.
Hey, thank you very much, Neil.
Dan Neal won this year's Pulitzer Prize for criticism. He's the the car critic for the Los Angeles Times. He was with us from the, not quite the parking lot of NPR West, but inside the studio. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.